Welcome to Changing the Narrative for Pacoima.
You know the stereotypes in movies and other media, but it's deeper than that.
Pacoima is a place where a lot of things are supposed to work and don't, but also a place for things that aren't supposed to that do. For example, we have a lot of great athletes. For example, Landon Donovan, captain of Team USA from 2013, from below. He also played for the LA Galaxy.
Such as LeBron James. He's currently on the Los Angeles Lakers, and they have the best record in the entire league.
We have all of these people, but hardly any sports clubs. However, we do have a ton of parking lots that serve as a place to play sports and get really good.
The power of sports to shape your life is here. At work in Pacoima, Oscar and I had a discussion about that.
Hello, my name is Oscar.
Hello, my name is Adrian.
And we will be talking about sports in Pacoima. I personally play soccer, and I'm a goalie, which job is to defend the goal.
I personally play basketball, and I'm a small forward, which is somewhat similar to a big man, but at the same time, you do a little bit of everything, where you can handle the ball, you can shoot the ball, you know, just be creative with the ball and help your teammates win.
So yeah, sports in Pacoima. Any experiences you've had that have been negative and positive?
Multiple experiences have been positive and negative, but at the same time, it's like people perceive Pacoima as such a bad place, but at the same time, no place in this world is perfect, you get me? So like, there are some negatives that you can take out from Pacoima, and especially sports, but at the same time, there are so many other good things that you can take out. For example, Humphrey Park, you get me? I was able to have an amazing experience, and I've been able to grow as a child and as a teenager and evolve as a human being. And without basketball and without that park, I wouldn't be the young man that I am today, you get me? But there are some negatives when it comes to it, because such as gang violence or drugs or anything that us teenagers are exposed to. But at the same time, no place on this earth is perfect, you get me? But what do you do? Like, you know?
Well, I personally play soccer. I used to play for the same park as Adrian, Hubert Humphrey. But my experience there wasn't the best, because you would usually, during the games and the practices, they would usually, since the basketball courts may be inside, we mainly played on the field outside. And we would usually see people like getting drugged or like smoking Mary Jane. So, and also I stopped playing there because it was a recreation center. And if you play rec, you don't really get anywhere compared, like, say you play a club or academy. Now I play club/team. One quick question. Do you want to achieve anything with basketball?
Yeah, personally, my goal is to play at D1 college university, such as UCLA, Duke, anything like that. And that's basically my goal. Like, after high school, I just want to be successful when it comes to playing the sport that I love, because I believe that if I can have a job and a career in doing the thing that I love, I can generally be happy in life, you know? And the starting point of that is Pacoima, you get me? Like, we all start from Pacoima. What about you? What do you want to do?
Well, me personally, like any child or any person that very much loves sports, I want to have something in sports, because I have a backup plan. There's sports, and then I also want to join like an Ivy League or a Christian church, maybe like Pepperdine and stuff. I know most people like UCLA, I'm a USC fan, and I usually have a backup between soccer and school. I don't really find a lot of sports attractive, mainly because I was smaller as a kid, but I really love soccer. You, like, how has it been from your early ages to your older ages of playing basketball in Pacoima?
I mean, when I was a lot younger, I didn't really focus on anything else. Just, I like I was a kid, I would go to the park or anywhere that I could possibly shoot a ball and just have fun with it, you know? I play with my cousins, my uncle, anything that would, like, just keep me active. At the same time, I would be able to enjoy it. And then now that I'm a little older and looking into colleges and looking into things like that, et cetera, like, my game has evolved. And that's why I believe Pokemon is so important when it comes to me as a person, because there may be some bad sides of it, but at the same time, I wouldn't be the person that I am today without that. What do you personally want to achieve in life when it comes to soccer, and how can you show people that even though you're coming from Pokemon, you can still be successful in life?
Well, I personally would like to be a goalie for, I have three main teams that I'd more likely, more, four main teams that I would more likely play for. Those teams would either be USA, because I was born here. There's Portugal, Spain, and Italy. Well, coming back to what you said about shooting hoops, there's another point that we wanted to point out. How about parking lots? Because you said that you would just grab a ball and shoot anything. What do you think about parking lots? First of all, do you think there's enough parks?
As far as there being enough parks, I'm not so sure, like, per se, how many there should be or shouldn't be. But I do believe that parking lots do help kids actually, like, play, because, like, Pokemon isn't the prettiest place, but I mean, we are good, but in some sense that, like, there are games, there are things that little kids shouldn't be exposed to, and sadly we were exposed to that growing up, and we still are to this day, you get me? But at the same time, we do have other places such as parking lots to, like, play soccer, to play football. Personally, when I didn't really have to go through that, but when I was a lot younger and I didn't have a lot of money, I would personally do, like, I don't know if you know what those botes, like the big, like the trash can. Yeah, and I would put them against the wall. And then I would have my basketball or any type of ball that I would possibly have, and then I would just shoot into it day in, day out. And that's how, and then eventually I started to have a little more connections with the parks, with coaches, and then now I'm able to play on a real court, and hopefully I can continue doing that. How'd you grow up when it came to soccer? Like, how'd you start from being, like, such a little kid and then evolving to the person you are now?
Well, I personally became, I always wanted to be a striker like everyone else, score the amazing goals, getting all the credit. But then my dad, when he would play back in Guatemala, I also didn't choose Guatemala because they're actually pretty bad in the soccer world. But when he played back in Guatemala, he played for a soccer team, a pro, and he was a defender. So that's what he tried to put on me. But because we would usually take penalties, there would never be, it would be my sister, my dad, and me. And I remember vividly that we didn't have any goals. So what we would do is we would get a really big box, and that would be our goal. And because I was tiny, I've been playing soccer since I was two, but I never played for a team. So that's where I learned how to be goalie. And I actually didn't join a team until I was 12. And, you know, I've been growing in the sport, and I'm actually very proud of what I've accomplished, because now I play in a team that we're playing against clubs and stuff. I've actually gone to LA Galaxy camps as trying to be like a goalie. And this year, I'm going to try probably for the academy.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm glad that a person such as yourself that grew up in Pokemon that people perceive to be the ghetto, that where people are either going to be at the barber or a hairstylist or someone just like that, just is involved in games and things like that and not successful at all. But I like to hear that, you know, someone like yourself is like very, that has very high hopes in life, and that, you know what, hopefully you can achieve that because you're on track with it.
So ending this part of the podcast, do you think basketball will carry you to your dreams, or do you think that basketball, like most players or people or any sports, a lot of them just flop? Do you believe that it is better to have talent or hard work?
I mean, what do you think, man? I personally believe hard work beats talent any day, but at the same time, dedication will always get you far in life, and being honest, and that's the way I was raised. But what's up with you, man? So, what you thinking?
Well, I feel like, yeah, dedication is a very important part, but also having connections. So yeah, these were our thoughts on Sports in Pacoima. We'll talk about it later.
Thank you.
And even be down to give you a rematch after I wax and tax that butt when I slam the alley-oop. You can rally troops, but I play the awesome defense.
What does a grape say when you step on it? Nothing, but it lets out a little whine. How did I get from Iraq to Pakistan? I don't know. Maybe Iran? What's the most ridiculous part of Harry Potter? A ginger has two friends.
That's it. We want to thank our tech director, Savannah Briones, for recording us today.
We'd also like to shout out our coaches.
Coach Krupp, thank you for everything.
Coach Rosemiliano and Coach Juan.
Bro, my mom makes the best sopa de fideo.
Mine makes the best flan.
Changing the Narrative of Pacoima is a collaboration between ConnectoPod and Vaughn Next Century Learning Center.
Changing the Narrative is made possible by a generous grant from the California Arts Council and State Agency.
To learn more, go to arts.ca.gov to learn more.
And thank you.
Thank you.